Massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. We're now on to Series 5. So if you haven't listened to any of these podcast episodes before, I'm just going to quickly tell you a bit about them. And this episode is going to be all about where we're at now with the Multi-Schools Council. And you're going to be hearing in the next few weeks some brilliant individuals, groups, talking about issues that are related to this podcast. So the idea of the podcast, like all of the multi-school stuff, came from young people. So last year in 2020, going into the pandemic, most of our work is done in schools, raising awareness around SEND and mental health difficulties. Now, obviously, when COVID first hit, schools were not a place that anybody was visiting, first of all. And it was very hard for us to go in and do that. So we needed a new way to get our messages out there. And the children came up with the idea of a podcast. And we are now into Series 5, as I've just told you. But you can go back at any point onto our website, onto iTunes or Spotify, and search the Multi-Schools Lowdown. And you'll find every single episode on there that we have recorded so far. So moving into Series 5, we're really excited to bring you some more content. And I'm going to tell you a bit about what's coming up in this series before we finish today. But this episode is going to be all about where we're at. And so just to give you an overview of the Multi-Schools Council, the whole idea of it is to bring together young people from lots of different settings, whether that be education or whether that be through their social backgrounds as well, and give them a voice across lots of different areas. So currently we have over 400 schools that are signed up to the Multi-Schools Council. And by signing up, they are committed to ensuring that young people get involved in the meetings and the projects that come from those meetings. So we've got multi-school representation across 9 different areas in Essex: Southend, Thurrock, Hertfordshire, and Norfolk. So what we're really trying to do here is build a platform where young people can feel confident to speak out. Now, there are other great groups out there that are doing things as well, but where I would say we are quite unique is that we're bringing together children from both SEN settings, pupil referral settings, mainstream primary, mainstream secondary, and bringing them into one room. So we've got a real diverse nature to the groups that we're bringing together. And that's something that we want to continue to do. We want to increase our diversity. We want to bring as many young people together as we can. So building on from that, we've now got 49 ambassadors that are all young people, some older as well, that are committed to breaking down perceptions against different areas of SEN. So because we've now got so many, we have split them into working groups. So those working groups will focus on particular subjects that they're passionate about. So to give you an idea, we've got children who are now focusing on autism, for example. So the majority of those children will have autism themselves, and they're able to help design the sessions that we deliver in schools. They're able to come up with other ideas to basically break down some of the perceptions that are out there about autism. And we also do the same for other groups such as ADHD. We've got a fundraising group. We've got a sports group. We've got a music group. So we've got lots of great stuff that is happening. And it's all about giving young people the will to kind of push on with their ideas. And that's what it's about. Somebody recently spoke to me about co-production. What does co-production with young people look like? And my response is that it always should start with a blank piece of paper. True co-production is not coming to young people saying, you know, we want to do this or that. It's allowing children, first of all, to shape it. Otherwise, it's just a tick box exercise. And the Multi-Schools Council is not about that. We're all about making sure the ideas start with the young people. Now, to give you an idea of where we're at as well with the structure of the multi-school. So the ambassadors, as I've said, are the most important people. The young people are the ones that drive the Multi-Schools Council forward. In regards to my role leading the Multi-Schools Council, over the last few years where it's grown, I've been seconded from a special needs school in North Essex. Authority have been paying the school to release me and go into different schools to do the work that the young people want us to do. Now, that's fantastic. But what I was always kind of, and if you'd listened to some of our older episodes, always keen on doing is making sure that role is sustainable. So even if it's not me within Essex, there is always going to hopefully be somebody who will be in that role to ensure that children's voices are being heard and it's going into schools and starting to have an impact. So to start with that, my role is going to be changing in that it's not going to be a secondment setup anymore. It's going to be moving in-house as such to the local authority to ensure that even once I'm gone, there is somebody there to lead it, as I've just said. So that's a real step forward. It's a real positive for us. And it's another kind of landmark that we've reached. We've got so much more we need to do, but it is a landmark for us. In addition to that, we've started to build up some really good links in the South End local authority. So I mentioned the areas that we're involved in. And the other areas separate to the Essex local authority, the work there is very much more small scale. So it's very much how we started in Essex with small scale projects, not many schools involved, starting to build awareness. Now, we know from what we've done in Essex with over 360 schools signed up that we can grow it. So what we want to do now is target some of those other areas and grow it further and have more of an impact there. So we're currently in conversation with South End Local Authority to see if we can have some more time dedicated to that local authority and get some of our perception changing work into schools, involve more young people so that we have a focus on that area too. So that's the next stage really. And that's what I'm hoping to kind of update people on via our Facebook page and bits throughout the summer as we develop those ideas. Leading on from that, again, if you've listened to some of these episodes before, our eventual aim is to target the Department for Education and ensure that there's a multi-schools council in every area of the UK. Now, we're starting with the East because that's where, you know, the multi-schools was born, but we want to build it up and build it up. And eventually, we want to see things like awareness programs on the national curriculum. So, you know, we're very passionate that we should be learning and teaching about autism, ADHD, other differences. And it should just be part of our ethos and school understanding, because that's one, it's not everything, but it's one element of breaking down perceptions. If we get young people understanding those needs, and we're in, you know, constant kind of conversations and plans about how we can do that. And we won't give up. We'll just keep going and going. And I know the young people won't give up. So, you know, they'll keep driving us forward. So that's kind of where we're at in structurally and in regards to area wise at the moment with the Multi-Schools Council. The next thing that's going to be kind of our focus from September is that every 2 to 3 years, the children vote on 3 key topics that they want to focus on. So we speak to lots of children across the Essex Local Authority, and we look at what they want to really focus on in regards to projects and events. And the 3 topics that they've picked out to start from September 2021 are racism, animal cruelty, and keeping active. So we will be speaking to young people, first of all, because as I said, you know, real co-production is about blank piece of paper. So with those 3 topics, it will be, okay, you've identified these as issues. What can we do about it? How are we going to raise awareness? How are we going to maybe change some of the difficulties that might be associated with some of these topics, and then build on that? So that's kind of from September. So to show you how it's evolved, though, 2 years ago, we had 3 other topics, and one of those was global warming and pollution. And so this summer, we are holding an Essex-wide Green Day, which is going to be all about making sure schools and children are prepared for a greener future. And they're going to be showcasing how they think schools, local businesses, local councils can do that. I'm not going to talk too much about that now because we will have an episode coming out just dedicated to that Green Day. But that's an example of how listening to young people and then doing something they want to do can work kind of long term. So hopefully we'll see that from September as well with those 3 other topics I mentioned. Other kind of ongoing projects we've got at the moment as well, we've got Snowdon. So we try and have at least one kind of big fundraiser a year. And again, the young people will decide what that is. And this year, Rosie, who's, I was going to say, one of our newest ambassadors, she's been an ambassador for quite a long time now. She came up with the idea of climbing Mount Snowdon. And so that's exactly what some of the ambassadors and volunteers are going to be doing. And that will be on August the 1st. Again, I'm not going to talk too much about that because you will hear from our young people about that in another episode. We've also got a music project that's ongoing. So we are currently producing an album, which is really exciting. So we released a song called All Stand Strong before, which was a fantastic single. And the children didn't want to stop there. They wanted to build on that. So we've built on it. And we are currently recording a collaborative song, which again, not going to tell you too much about right now, but you'll find out about it very soon this summer. And then in the autumn, we should be bringing you an album with lots of young people on that album, and our fantastic ambassador, Justine, who has really headed up that project. And she's been amazing with that project too. We're also, for the first time in September, going to be running a school awards event. So these will be schools in the Essex Local Authority that have really kind of been proactive in the Multi Schools Council over the last year. It's been a very challenging year, but we want to kind of highlight those schools to show that they are really committed to what we're doing. And we've got some ideas on how we can grow that even further, which is a conversation, again, that I can have at a later time. But we're always moving forwards, looking at how, you know, these small scale projects, say autism workshops, for example, how they can grow and actually have a greater impact to young people and their families. And we're always, you know, trying to think of ways to do that. So that's really an overview of where we're at. So this podcast episode is very different to the ones that you're going to hear after this. This is just an update because we felt it was important to update our listeners. We know that most people tuning in are tuning in because they like the Multi Schools Council and they support us, which is great. But we need your help to share it to maybe people who haven't heard it before, or maybe they don't have, you know, the understanding that you guys do around the disabilities and the differences that we're talking about. So what's coming up on series five? Well, we've got lots of topics that we're going to be covering. One of them, mental health. There's a really powerful episode coming out in the next couple of weeks from a parent talking about mental health support or the lack of. We're also bringing episodes around dyslexia, drama, sports, and a range of young people who are really inspirational. We've also got a politician, an ex-Paralympian. We've got some really good stuff coming out. So the way this podcast series is going to work is we will be in June releasing two episodes every week. So just like we've done on this Saturday, so Saturday at 11 a.m, but also there'll be a midweek episode coming out on Wednesdays from 6 p.m. as well. So that's 11 a.m. on Saturdays and 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. But obviously, with all podcasts, you can download them at any point. And just a reminder, the ways you can download, so you can go onto iTunes or Spotify and search the Multi Schools Lowdown, or you can go onto our website. And on our website, you'll find a section, podcasts, and all of the episodes from series 1, 2, 3, 4 and from our new series will be uploaded onto that website, and you will be able to download them for free. And what we'd really like to do this time is really hear some of your feedback about the episodes, positive or ways that we can improve, because we really want to respond to the people that are listening. We know that we're close to 12,000 downloads worldwide, which is amazing for us. But if we want to keep improving, we need your feedback. We need to hear what's good, what could be better, and really build on that. So thank you so much to everybody who continues to support the Multi Schools Council. And we hope that this has been an informative episode and you've been able to catch up with some of the things that that are ongoing. We're also looking for more people to be interviewed. So if you want to be interviewed, we haven't filled all of our episodes just yet. You can email me at mschoolscouncil@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from you if you want to spread awareness on a topic that you're passionate about. Thank you very much.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's...